All right, Shavuot, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up in Yeretz Hashem on page Lamed Hey. Actually, page Lamed Vav. So remember again, just a quick recap. So in Os Tes Vav, Reb Tzadik is speaking about the concept of a mitzvah. What does the mitzvah represent? So he develops the construct that a mitzvah itself is a schus. It's an incredible opportunity that the Ribbono Shel Olam puts in my way. I don't mean put in my way like as an obstacle. I mean that an opportunity that the Ribbono Shel Olam allows to become available to me. All too often we think of mitzvahs just simply as things that I do, things that I perform, but we don't necessarily think about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is mazmin, who ultimately creates those opportunities for me. So says Reb Tzadik, whenever you have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, that is because the Ribbono Shel Olam has placed that opportunity before you. As a result, Reb Tzadik then continues to kind of create the hashkafa, an outlook around mitzvahs. Therefore, as a result, we saw the concept of nichnasin zrizos. If I recognize that indeed mitzvos are an opportunity conveyed to me and given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, when the opportunity presents itself, I must jump on it. I must act upon it immediately. There must be a certain sense of zrizos, of alacrity, of excitement, of zeal. Because we want to think about this in just a moment. If a mitzvah is something that's an obligation, okay, so we all have obligations. I know that I have to get the job done, but lav dafka, you know, not necessarily that I have an excitement. I know that I have to take out the garbage. That's my job. But at the end of the day, the goal is just to get it done. How I do it doesn't really matter all that much. I take it out with a smile on my face, with an excitement. I skip instead of walking. It doesn't really matter. The goal is get the job done. But so sometimes we look at mitzvos that way also. What's the objective? Get the job done. Fulfill the mitzvah. Says Reb Tzadik, if I recognize that a mitzvah is not just simply a job to get done, but rather an opportunity given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there is a way in which I do it. It's very interesting. I'll tell you, I was thinking about this yesterday. We've learned about the concept of Zrizos many times, right? Remember again, Mesilas Yesharim, we spent a good amount of time on the concept of Zrizos and what it means to be a Zariz, what it means to do things with a sense of zeal, a sense of alacrity. So what's interesting is, why? Like, so why do I have to act with Zrizos? In other words, isn't the goal just to get the job done? So if I get the job done, who cares? In other words, because remember, Zrizos, we often think of Zrizos means like, I do the mitzvah, in an expedited fashion. I get it done faster. But that's not what Zrizos necessarily means. Zrizos is an attitude, right? Zrizos is an attitude. Zrizos means an opportunity comes, I do it now. I do it now. It might still take me a very long time in the execution of the particular act. There still may be a significant amount of time, but it's how I react to the opportunity. And I think many times, so we all know this, why? Who cares how I react to the opportunity? Just get the job done. So it says Reb Tzadik, it's all about how you look at a mitzvah. If you look at a mitzvah simply as a task, a spiritual or religious task or duty that I have, then okay, get the job done. That's the goal, get the job done. But if I look at a mitzvah, I will say it's such a different way to look at life. If I look at a mitzvah as an opportunity which has been given to me by the Ribbono Shel Olam, then by definition, when that mitzvah comes along, my gosh, show me where it is. I'm going to run after it. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to get it. Not because I need to get the job done, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has just given me a most magnificent gift, right? Isn't that the essence of Reb Tzadik? That a mitzvah represents the gift, and the greatest gift, the gift of opportunity that is given to us by Hashem. Well, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you the gift, gives you an opportunity, of course I run to it. Of course I run to it. We'll say it's like, can imagine, you know, it's your birthday, mazel tov, somebody comes to give you a present, they hold out the present, you're like, oh, that's great. You know what? Just do me a favor, stay there for a couple of minutes. I'm gonna be right back. Yeah, just keep the present outstretched there. I'm a little bit hungry. So just hold it like that for about 20 minutes. I'm just gonna grab a quick bagel and then I'll come back out. Don't go anywhere. I love you, you're the best, thank you. Just literally stay there. I know you might get a little bit tired, just hold. No one would ever do such a thing like that. That someone's giving you a gift incredible. You take it. You take it, grab it. I don't mean grab it like yank it out of their hands, but grab it, go. So says Reb Tzadok, every single mitzvah is a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. And if it's a gift, then by definition, it must be received with a sense of zrizus. Such a different way to look. Now Reb Tzadok goes on and he adds in another component. Umandar Matuar. So also remember again, still continuing, Reb Tzadok still building almost like an entire theology from the first page, right? Literally from Amud Aleph, Beis Amud Aleph, actually Daf Beis, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis in Maseches Brachos. So remember again, there's another opinion in the Gemara. The opinion in the Gemara said that when can you go ahead and recite Kriya Shema? From the time that the Kohanim, this is Kriya Shosha Arvis, nighttime Shema, Mishosha Kohanim mitu harim le'echol b'tshuma. From the time of the Kohanim are tahor to go ahead and eat Tshuma. Supposed to say, so remember again, now as we pointed out when we learned this Gemara a couple of months ago, all of these opinions are saying the same thing, that the time for going ahead and consuming Tshuma is Tseisa Kochavim, is nightfall. They're all saying the same thing. But Reb Tzadok is intrigued by the fact that they're expressing it in different ways. And he sees in the expression different hashkafic aspects as well. So there is this opinion that says, when can you recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis nighttime Shema? Nishar Shekohanim mituharin lechol b'truma. Plant Kohanim are tar to eat truma. Says Reb Tzadok, what do you learn from that type of verbiage, from that articulation? Look what he writes. Yesh lomar b'tosis. Divar maslo misha hikshu ayin sham b'yesh letaritz. Nichnas haynu hachana. U'b'shas knisa yikra. So we're supposed to listen to this. So this is really fascinating. He says that take a look at the Bi'uri HaChasidus for just a moment. And the right hand paragraph about second paragraph on the right side, about five lines in. He says, Yeshlomar Shatamu Shesh Lamar Velikro Kriyasha Od Lifnei Kushakohan Nichnasim Elikvar Mishoshe Mituharim Uruuyim Lechol Hu Api Mashe Yevuar Titosis Hikshua Latana Sovishim in Kriyashma. So skip down about this a little bit. Yeshitarets Velifro Shes Hadavar Api Amavor Shalasho Nichnas Mora Al Hachana Im Kim Yesh Levair Shemash Shamar Mishashak Shani Nichnas Lechol In a kavana sha'ani ocha mamish, hainurak hachana. But ultimately, again, man da amr mitu harin. I'm just going to read just two lines. So, the epinai b'shasak nisa, she's my hachana. So, we'll say, so let's get into the technicalities here. What Reb Tzadok suggests is as follows, that the machlokas that's happening over here between the opinions in Maseches Brachos, right? Remember again, one says from the time that the ani goes in to eat his meal. One says time that Kohanim go in to eat their truma. One says ultimately again the time that the Kohanim are mitu harim, tahar, to go ahead and eat their truma. Says Reb Tzadok Rebbe, says something absolutely amazing. See, the lashon of Mishasha Kohanim mitu harim is actually quite interesting. From the time that Kohanim are tahar to eat their truma, not that they're eating it, but they're tahar. Because remember again, there's two steps here. They first have to become tahar, which occurs at nightfall, and then they have to go in. Which says Reb Tzadok, if you think about, refers to the concept of hachana, of preparing ourselves for the performance of a mitzvah. That a mitzvah is not something you just simply roll into. A mitzvah is not just something you simply go ahead and suddenly decide to do. But a mitzvah requires preparation. A hachana. But if you remember again, we saw this in Maseches Brachos by davening, right, where again the Gemara said that Chassidim Harishonim, the early pious ones, would prepare for davening for an hour, right? Hayusho and Shah Achas called them Atfila. They would prepare themselves for an hour prior to davening. I will say to yourself, prepare yourself, but just daven. No, the idea is also that anything that is meaningful in life requires preparation. So, for example, right, on a simple level, person has, right, you have a big deal you want to close with investors, right? So no one goes ahead and just simply rolls out of bed, and I would assume so. I'm not a business analyst. I would assume no one rolls out of bed, right, with their eyes half open, disheveled, right? Just say, okay, guys, I'm going to pitch you on it. I need to raise $5 million in investment capital. Here it is. You prepare. There's a PowerPoint. You wake up. You have your cup of coffee. You put yourself together. You dress nicely. You prepare. There's a preparation that goes into that. Why? Because everyone knows that if you want to be successful in business, I would assume that you have to go ahead and be a prepared individual. Says Reb Tzadik. The same thing applies in our ruchnius as well. Proper ruchnius, proper spirituality, a proper spiritual experience requires preparation. And that preparation looks different ways in different mitzvahs. So we'll say, so for davening, let's say, it's ultimately, again, preparing myself, literally in the way that I dress, preparing myself ultimately, again, in my mindset, preparing myself in a variety of different things, whether it's learning before davening to put yourself in the right mindset, saying tilling before davening, whatever it might be. But I have to prepare myself for the experience. You know, by the Hasidim, they have this. That if you notice, again, if you have a Nusach Sfarad Siddur, so you'll often find that before many of the mitzvahs, for many of the brachas related to mitzvahs, there's often a Hineni Muchan Umezuman, or a Yishem Yichud Kudsha Brichu, that there's this notion in Chassidus, ultimately, again, to go ahead and prepare yourself. Before you go ahead, you're about to make a bracha on a mitzvah, you're about to perform a mitzvah, L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu, Hineni Muchan Umezuman, Kayim Mitzvah, whatever it might be. That you don't have to say those introductory paragraphs, but what it does is it puts me in the right mindset. It's preparation. So they're both saying, so you begin to see the continuum. If I truly believe, like Reb Tzadik says, that a mitzvah is a schus, that a mitzvah is a great opportunity conferred upon, conveyed to me by a Kaddish Baruch, a great schus, then if I really believe that it's a gift, because Baruch is holding out the gift to me, so then that informs the way I perform them. It's a number one, a sense of zrizos, a sense of alacrity, excitement, zeal. Don't just get the job done, but get the job done in a way that shows that there's an excitement. Why is there an excitement? Because this is a gift from Hashem. And number two, hachana, preparation. Every mitzvah requires preparation. The preparation will depend ultimately, again, on the nature of the mitzvah. Sometimes it's how I dress. Sometimes it's giving myself enough time. Sometimes it's the l'shem yichud. Sometimes it's the preparatory acts that need to be done in order to assume, or in order to ensure that the mitzvah is done correctly. But every mitzvah requires hachana. All right, well, so we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Yiratz Hashem with the end of Tes Vav tomorrow. Shkach Kabosai.